We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Mark Cox, Bo Matthews, and Carl Middleman, our executive producer. We are bringing you the show, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, just before Thanksgiving. Wow, it's a great buildup for the holiday. This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory, featuring the silencer kiosk inside their store. If you've been thinking about a silencer slash suppressor for a firearm, which a friend of mine just got two of them. He got a 22 and a 9mm, and it is amazing how quiet that 22 was. And, it, you know, like Hollywood wants you to believe, it doesn't make a gun silent, but it certainly helps with your ear protection. And Razorback Armory wants to get you the suppressor you want. They've got them in stock right now, in De Pere, on Manchester Road. Find their address and more information at RazorbackArmory.com. Now, many people have gone to Guns N' Hoses. Some do it every single year. I did it, went many years with my father, who was a Golden Glove boxer back in the Air Force days. And we've had a blast. This Wednesday is Guns N' Hoses again. And this week on the Mark Cox Morning Show, Mark had a chance to talk to some of the leaders of this organization and this huge event. So let's take it away to Mark and the Chiefs of the St. Louis area for Guns N' Hoses.
Taking time to recognize our local first responders for their selfless dedication. We're once again partnering with Responder Rescue for the ATFF raffle. Go to 971talk.com/Cox. Check out the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and food prizes you can win with a raffle ticket. Responder Rescue provides assistance to area first responders year-round, so you're supporting a great cause. Learn more at responderrescue.org.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
All right, welcome in. Little Guns and Roses there as we switch our attention to Guns N' Hoses, which is taking place a little less than a week, next Wednesday night, in fact, on Thanksgiving Eve, as it always is, downtown, and we're looking so forward to that at the Enterprise Center. Tickets are on sale, and we have got some special guests in the studio this morning. Chief Greg Brown from the Eureka Fire Protection District is here. We've got, of course, Steve Olschwanger from the Maryland Heights Fire Protection District. We have got Mike Wiegand, the Eureka Police Chief, in here as well. And at some point, John Belmar, former St. Louis County Police Chief, who is he here? There he is.
I made it.
You're retired, and we can't get you out of bed as early these days, right?
Can't clear traffic as easy.
I couldn't see you for the light here. I apologize. Welcome in, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You brought out the masses this morning to talk about this, huh?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, this is the unofficial start of the holiday season in St. Louis, and it's the most fun you're going to have on the night before Thanksgiving, guaranteed.
I said that earlier. You know, for years ago, when Jerry Clinton first got this thing started, I remember attending a few then when it was just kind of getting rolling and interviewing him about it and all that, and then kind of drifted away from it over a few years. And a few years ago, we started going back again, and it becomes a tradition. It's fantastic for people that haven't been down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely it is. It is, like Greg said, the unofficial start to the holidays, sellout crowds, great cause. That's what it's all about. The camaraderie, just a lot of fun. Steve Holly does an amazing job putting on an amazing show every year, and this year won't be any different.
No, it's true. And for just the opening ceremony, I mean, is with the bagpipes, and I mean, it's the tributes to officers who have fallen, or firefighters or paramedics or first responders. I mean, it's just Class A production right from the start. And just to brag on our friend Tom Ackerman down the hall, I think they won an Emmy this year for their production of that last year on Channel 2, right?
Correct.
Outstanding. So Chief Wiegand, you haven't said anything yet.
Hi.
Hi. No, get closer to the mic there, Chief. Oh, we can't hear you.
I'm here with these guys because I'll tell you what, I've learned a lot from them over the years, and I'm proud to help out any way we can to support our first responders throughout our community.
So now, last year, you guys, I know, was it, who did you, do you have a, did you have a boxer? Was it your daughter or someone
daughter,
who was boxing?
18.
Yeah.
2018. She fought a young prosecutor from the St. Louis City Prosecutor's Office.
Okay.
And she won her
his daughter's a firefighter.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Oh. Somebody in the family got on the right side. That's all I'm saying.
Here we go. You know, and how Backstopper started is just because of this right here. Police versus fire. Here we go.
And Mark, my son's a police officer.
Yay.
So
see, how about that?
Yes.
It works.
Definitely a family affair.
It's a friendly rivalry, isn't it? For sure.
Absolutely.
Chief Belmar, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us, and thanks for your support of Guns and Hoses and Backstoppers. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, anything we can do, we always try to help out any way we can with our first responders. I do that the whole month of November, usually. So this is just icing on the cake to get you guys in here to talk about this. This thing is, is it possible to overstate how important this is to the men and women who serve?
No, it's really not. There is no silver lining when we lose a firefighter or police officer in line of duty, and that's, of course, why Backstoppers exist. And Guns and Hoses is really our biggest fundraiser, as you know. And more than that, it's a St. Louis tradition. And you get to come out, as Greg talked about it, you start the holiday season with it. But we do it for the right reasons. And while it's a fun event to be at, you really touched on it, it tugs at your heartstrings. You know, when you see the roll call of the names we've lost in the last year, it's a big deal. So we enjoy doing it. We enjoy being part of it. We enjoy helping out. And Greg's right. Steve Holly puts on a great show.
Yeah, the turnout's pretty impressive. I bet Uber does a good business that night, too, based on what I see.
I hope they do.
There is more beer sold at the Enterprise Center that night than any other night of the year.
Is that right?
Doesn't matter whether it's a hockey game, golf, or a concert, whatever. There's more beer sold that night.
I would believe that based on what I've witnessed down there. You know, the man who, if you have any musical requests, the man playing the music is on the other side of the desk here, Carl Middleman.
Well, see, the thing is, the fighters choose their own music when
they
come
out. Their walk-up music?
Yes,
okay.
They do.
Nice.
And it's also different because what you're going to see on television, there are bouts before and after that. So if you want the full experience, you have to go to Enterprise Center.
Absolutely. And we're down to about 1,500 tickets left.
Wow.
So if you want tickets, you better get on it. You can go to stlgunsandhoses.com and get tickets, or you can go to one of your sponsors, the hair saloon.
Yeah.
They're selling $20 tickets. You can get two $20 tickets for $25.
Great deal.
So it's an awesome deal. It gets you there, and there's not a bad seat in the house.
No.
So it's it's a great great night.
And other than when the matches are going on, a lot of people aren't sitting down anyway. They're up milling around, saying hi to friends, and buying T-shirts and all that great stuff.
Absolutely. It's like old home week. We were talking about it earlier. You see all your friends that you haven't seen in years from both police, fire, EMS. And it's just a great night to support a great cause.
Yeah, thanks for the T-shirts you brought in for us this morning as well.
That should fit you, too. It looks
like it's perfect size for you. This is mine. This is a medium. This might fit on my leg, but that's
good. Yeah, well, and, you know, there's a lot of good swag with the T-shirt sales and other sales of different stuff. So.
Yeah, these are cool. Thanks for bringing these down this morning. We certainly appreciate that. That's going to be great. And thanks for the food, because our friends at Chicken Ellie's down in Eureka had a fire, right, that shut them down for how long? The better part of a year?
They were shut down for about 7 months. it was one of those things for them to, it's like everything else, trying to get people to do work and get materials and everything else. And it really drug out, but they're back. They're going strong. They told me to invite you guys back out to do another show if you want.
We'd love to do that.
Yeah, anytime.
And you brought some food in, which I'm anxious to get to, but I can't talk and eat at the same time. So thank you. If you haven't been down there, just outstanding stuff. I'm just telling you that. You walk in and Chief Brown, he doesn't even have to order. They just know what to bring. They start bringing food out. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, if you get the same thing every time, they've got great stuff. Bob and Sue and Jen down there. You know, they do a great job for taking care of the community.
What is the Mike Wiegand special down there?
You know, there is a variety pack down there when I go through, so they never know what's going to come out of my mouth, but just kind of like you guys. But it's a great family restaurant. It's good home cooking.
Oh, it's outstanding. It's so wonderful.
I have to ask the room here, are we split on what we think is going to happen in the boxing matches? I mean, we got two police officers, two police firefighters in here.
Of course.
No, we're not split. We know that the red corner is going to win. Right. But the big winner is the families of our fallen first responders. That's a big thing. You know, last year we made a donation of $1 million to the Backstoppers. But that's just a portion of what the Backstoppers need. The Backstoppers give out about $2.6 million every year, taking care of our fallen heroes.
This just happens to be the biggest fundraiser of the year for them, right?
Guns it is. It is. It has been for a number of years now, but there are so many other events that go on for the Backstoppers. There's barbecues. There's auctions. There's dances.
People shave their heads on occasion. I mean,
I do remember a guy shaving his head, and
I raised just a little bit of money, dropping the bucket.
It was greatly appreciated. You know, if you want to shave your head again, we'll be here to support you.
Let's wait till spring at least, right? I don't know. I we'll probably wait till spring on that. Well, gentlemen, thank you guys for getting up early and coming down here and bringing the food and the swag and all that. Fantastic what you guys are doing for them.
Appreciate your support.
Thank you very much.
Chief Brown, Chief Olschwanger, Chief Wiegand, and former Chief Belmar, thank you for coming in. I hear you're a chief retired for good now. Is this correct? Is this a rumor?
I'm retired for good. I'm working on that title. But at the moment, I am retired. But you know what? It's a blessing to be able to work for Guns and Hoses on the board and Backstoppers on the board. We do it for the right reasons, and those families deserve it.
You don't want to run for county council? I mean, that seems to be a trend.
For county council.
I thought I'd ask since I had him in here, right?
It's worth a try.
Well, we appreciate it. Next Wednesday night again, you can go online to get these tickets. About 1,500 left. You can go to hairsaloon.com or just walk into the hair saloon. I'm actually going to have them on tomorrow talking about this, where you can get the two tickets for $25, general admission, just to get in the door. And there were some great matches last year. I mean, honestly.
There are great matches every year.
Really?
And this year is not going to be any different.
Can't wait.
We are so excited about the card that's been put together and the show that's going to happen. And it is really like a Las Vegas championship fights or UFC event. You know, we've got Jesse Finney that's involved with Steve Holly and putting it all together. And David Stokes is the chairperson for Guns and Hoses.
Yeah.
And it will be a very impressive show.
Outstanding. Gentlemen, thank you all for coming down this
morning.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for what you do every day. We appreciate that. All right. Quick break. We'll have all this information up on the website, 971talk.com. If you need more details or links to where you can get tickets for Guns N' Hoses next Wednesday night at the Enterprise Center, be there. I'll be there. I'll see you walking around the hallways, I'm sure. Should be good stuff. We'll be back in just a minute. And so good to see all those guys and the hard work they put in, Bo. And they wanted to point out to me as they were leaving the studio that even if you can't make it down there, you can still go online and donate at backstoppers.org or stlgunsandhoses.com. stlgunsandhoses.com to make it easy for people.
Any time of the year, I know as we get towards the end of the year, people are looking for corporate donations they can make or family donations. That's a nice gift to give each other. Definitely support Guns N' Hoses because they support our first responders. Good stuff, man. That was a great conversation. I'm a fan of all the guys that joined you in the studio. It should be an epic night.
All good guys and good friends, and they do great work. That's going to do it for this edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. We'll see you next weekend.
See you, boys. Happy Thanksgiving.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.